Welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Discussions on gear, technique, industry news, and interviews with the best in the business. Now, here are your hosts, Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. I'm Brian from New York.
And this is Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And we thank you for tuning in with us this week. Rich, you are right in the midst of your Dallas workshop. You must be wiped.
You know what? I'm in the middle of it. I'm not wiped yet, but I will be wiped. And I got to be honest, I love doing it, but it is logistically going. I'm in Dallas and going all the way to Dallas and transporting gear. And you should interview me for a podcast. But it's been pretty interesting. But great groups of people, everybody learning and having a really good time. And this house I'm shooting in Dallas is outrageous. Just really cool and just having a great time. So I'm hoping maybe we'll do some kind of a interview today or tomorrow and get that out there in the podcast world, a live interview from Dallas, Texas.
And you have 4 straight days, is that correct?
4 straight days. Yeah, man. In the past, I had 2 days and then a month off and 2 days. And then I had Seattle. I had 2 days on, 1 day off, 2 days on. And now in Dallas, I'm going, it's going to be no days off because I just can't afford the time off. But it'll be fine. I'm pacing myself.
And then you get home and you're right back to the grind.
Hopefully I grind. You know what? I think we none of us should be complaining if we're busy. And I know
that
I don't.
True.
Because I can sure use to be even more busy, even with the podcasts and the YouTube and the workshops and trying to keep my regular customers. But I've been doing a lot more. I got a big bunch of VRBO, Airbnb shoots coming up, and got some really interesting stuff going on there. I think everybody should start checking out shooting, finding a way to connect with Airbnb clients and start getting better pictures for them. So new thing for me.
You were telling me about that. And I know we had the interview with Aaron Kraft a little while ago, and that's what he does out in Jackson Hole. Is he makes a living shooting vacation rentals. Yeah. So,
and I'll let you know how that turns out. Cause I'm going to do that right when I get back from, I'm going to do it next week when I get back from Dallas, go down to a beautiful place in the foothills of the Sierras near Yosemite and doing all these beautiful vacation rentals. Really cool. So amazing too. The photos I always tell them, send me the photos so I can get a good idea. And when they say they've got bad photos, they're usually okay photos. They're not great photos. Well, let me tell you, some of them are absolutely unacceptable. So I'm really got my job cut out for me.
That's awesome.
Shouldn't be hard to succeed.
Well, that'll make your images look even better. So,
well, I always tell people, don't put other people down to make your stuff look better. But you're right. It doesn't hurt.
Cool. So we have an awesome Ask the Guys question today. Speaking of being busy, this, this question kind of goes along those lines. Without further ado, I will play it for you.
Hi, my name is Michael Williams with Will Ventures Photography. I work as a real estate photographer out of the South Bay Beach communities of Southern California. My question is in regards to building a real estate photography business from small scale part-time to a full-time job. When I first started out, like many other photographers, I was only doing weekend jobs because I was working Monday through Friday somewhere else. I'm curious your guys' thoughts about how one starts to expand out from just working weekends into incorporating weekday work with your clients' schedules, and then eventually making the jump into a full-time job. Thanks so much for your time and comments, and I love the podcast. Thanks.
Well, that was really good, Michael. Thank you so much. I'd be happy to help you try and figure this one out because I know personally I come from starting at the bottom and working my way up and going from absolutely part-time to full-time. So let me just get right into it. I was in the movie industry for many years, and when I got out, I got my first real digital camera. And that was about 2005, I think. And I started shooting for fun, started doing kids soccer and started shooting parades and things like that. And I was still working full time. And then I started really focusing on getting better at my craft, because that was the most important thing to me, learning what I was doing. Now, I've been a photographer since about 1968, but I hadn't been doing a lot of work while I was in the movie industry. I was not in the camera department. So I got my first digital SLR, DSLR, and I think it was a Nikon D80 or something even before, D70. And I just started shooting everything I could shoot because I knew I'd have to get good and I'd have to have a firm basis with my skills. But the most important thing was I learned later was I started getting portfolios for various genres. And that really, really helped me out because if I found a job, let's say on Craigslist, now, a lot of people put Craigslist down, but I got used to get a lot of work on Craigslist and I got some great, great jobs that I still use the clients today that I got off of Craigslist. And I found that it was just the most important thing was for me to have a specific catalog or specific portfolio for each and every genre that I was shooting. So I started shooting weddings. I started second shooting weddings. Then I started doing professional sports, doing running races. And then I started doing headshots. And then I did, you name it. And I started shooting for Max Preps, doing football and high school sports. But then I started doing real estate. And that came along later, although I really enjoyed shooting buildings, shooting spaces. But the thing I found was just having really good examples handy, ready to go, not showing examples of all my photography because someone for real estate isn't really that interested usually in baby pictures or in wedding pictures. They just want that. So I really recommend first start shooting everything, getting really good if you can, but get then you can start shooting for, you know, you're probably now it sounds like you're shooting for existing customers. So you should be able to start getting a portfolio together for real estate. Then you've got to start figuring out when you're going to make the move. And this is really something that is something that you're going to have to decide on your own because everybody's situation is different. Now, I was extremely lucky to have my wife who had a very successful full-time career, which allowed me to start going on my own. But I will say that be prepared. I don't even want to throw out numbers, but my first year, I did not make enough to by any means make a living, but it did start me on the road. So, you know, you may start off at 10, 20, 30,000 a year. Even if you're lucky, you may start out that direction, but don't let that disillusion you or take you off the track because you have to have a vision that it's going to get better and it's going to get more money and you're going to get more clients. So you're going to have to figure out that time and you're going to have to make a leap of faith. I don't think there's anybody that's gone into this. Brian, did you go into this in a leap of faith where you didn't think you could, weren't sure you could do it? Or did you just go right into it and really go into it?
I came from a little bit of a different background, kind of more similar to yours than I think most people at you know, had to take the leap of faith. And I do agree with you that that is ultimately what you have to do is just go out and take a leap of faith. There's no right time or wrong time. You have to just decide that, all right, I'm going to go and I'm going to go out and do it. And, you know, it might mean taking a pay cut or not making as much as you want, but that's the only way you're going to be able to grow is by putting your full-time effort into it. If you're putting part-time effort into it, you're going to be a part-time photographer. If you're putting full-time effort into it, you're going to be a full-time photographer. But for me, my situation was a little bit different. I was working full-time as a retoucher in a design company in Midtown Manhattan. This was right after I graduated college. I was there for a couple of years and probably back in 2005, something like that, which is about when you picked up your first DSLR, Rich. And about end of 2008, when the recession started hitting, I got laid off there. And, you know, I had to turn to the only thing I knew, which was photography. Throughout my college career, I was assisting wedding photographers. So I picked up a camera at that point. While I was retouching in the city, I wasn't really shooting as much as I would like because, you know, I had a 9-to-5, if you want to call it that. And I was making very good money in the city too. But that one day they had a mass overhaul and they laid off, I think, 7 or 8 people in that same day. And at that point, you know, I've been retouching for a couple of years. So you know, I used all my channels and I started growing a little bit of my retouching business. Now, the retouching business wasn't where I would have liked it to be. You know, it was enough for me to make some money now while I kind of looked for a job, which is what I did for a while. But as time progressed, you know, it was the end of 2008, 2009, jobs are very hard to come by at that point, especially in New York City. I just kept building my own clientele and I started shooting again. And like you said, just shooting as much as you can just to build your portfolio. At that point, I started going back into weddings because I had all my connections and it was easy for me to get in. And, you know, I lost my job a year before. I needed to start making money. And, you know, a very similar situation to you. Knock on wood, my wife was making a very, you know, decent living. She has a good career. So she was able to keep us afloat while I got my act together. But then I stumbled into real estate photography by accident. And I think I've told this story before. A wedding studio that I was shooting for called me and they said, you know, I had a client who called me. They are interior designer. They want to do some interior shots. They knew I was dabbling with HDR at the time. And they said, hey, why don't you come in and do this? And the HDR you've been doing, it'll look awesome. And I said, okay, sure. And I went out on a shot and they loved it, even though they look awful. I actually shared one of those images with you, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, Rich, if you remember. But nevertheless, that kind of got me started into the genre of shooting spaces. And at that point, because I wasn't, I guess, full-time employed somewhere else, it allowed me time to hone my craft and start building the business. And I would say this is going back to about 2011 or 12. I started building the business up into what it was today or what it is today. So I'm in a very similar boat to you, Rich, in the sense that my situation wasn't where I had a full-time job and I had to take that leap of faith. I had time to learn my craft, you know, get better and build the business from there. So, you know, that's my story, but, you know, going back to what we said before, I think that's the basis of it is there's no right way. You know, you might have to take a pay cut or take a little bit of a hit, but you have to put in the effort and the time and the hustle if you want to make a full-time career out of this.
And you got to commit to doing it, but you've got to take a real leap of faith and you've got to hope you get luck. I mean, luck for me, timing and luck and being at the right place at the right time and having the ability to the gregarious abilities I have to meet people and talk with people. And that really helped me because it got me opportunities. But again, the luck was just so key. And one thing I want to say is, and it's always been very strange to me because I look at photography as photography. I shoot everything. When I started out, I realized I had to make some money because I used to make a lot of money in the movie industry. And then I got out and I went from hero to zero. And I knew that I needed to make a living. I needed to get good and I needed to shoot everything I could professionally. Now, I'm not subscribing that anybody needs to shoot everything, but I'm really always very surprised at real estate photographers that say that's all they shoot. They just shoot real estate. They don't shoot anything else. And I think that's fine if you want to do it, but it would be really hard for me to imagine going in and within a time period of a year, 2 years, 3 years, making enough money just doing real estate photography. So for me, it was really important to be able to be good at my craft and photography in general, even lighting in general, just understanding photography and cameras and lighting. And I think that was a key too to my success was just being able to shoot anything I needed to shoot professionally and having confidence I would be successful at producing a quality image. So that was
I agree with you. And, you know, I even today, this happened about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I got a call from an old wedding client that called me up and I barely do wedding. I don't shoot my own weddings anymore for that matter. I'll only shoot for another studio that just subs me out. And they wanted me to shoot the wedding and I just recommended it to the studio that I shoot for because, you know, they still had all my info and they called me up. But, you know, like you said,
it takes a while to be able to shoot real estate full time, or even architecture, or the whole genre of shooting spaces full time, whether you're shooting real estate, architecture, you know, design, commercial stuff. Because as you know, I do a mix of everything, but you need to be able to, like you said, just shoot everything until you are able to transition into full time. But I think, you know, that's a good way to transition from your 9-to-5 desk job into a full-time photography career, is by not just sitting waiting for real estate agents to call you. Go out and, you know, maybe do some weddings if you want to. And I know a lot of people, you know, don't have the knack for it or whatever it is, but, you know, start second shooting like you did, Rich, and, you know, just learn from there. Use those as experiences to learning, you know, eventually make your real estate photography better. And that's what it will do. The more you shoot, the better you're going to get all around.
But I can guarantee you, you will agree with me, Brian. Don't feel that everybody needs to shoot weddings.
Weddings as an example, because that's what I did. But, you know, like you said, you shoot races, and I know you shoot Spartan races and all that stuff. You know, even something like that, you know, all your races are outside, so it can help you learn exterior lighting, you know, and how to adjust your settings on the fly quickly and stuff like that. You know, you have to get to the point when you're shooting that, you know, you can kind of adjust your camera settings by muscle memory and not have to think about what you have to do. And I'm sure shooting stuff like Spartan races helps you do that, because, you know, if the sun goes in the clouds for 2 minutes, you got to quickly adjust right on the fly, and people are running by and you don't have time to think about it. So,
well, that is something, a great point. And I want to bring it up because it's very pertinent to my workshops. And I'm certainly not going to embarrass anybody or call anybody out, but I'll just say there were many people that showed up to the workshops that were just didn't know their equipment to the point that I would know my equipment, especially if I was going full-time pro. I think it's imperative to have all of the technicals down where you can then concentrate on interacting with your subject. Now, this subject could be a bride and the groom, could be a model, could be even a home, you know, I mean, a building, where you're really able to put the technical aside, and then you're able to really go out and make really beautiful images. So I think that, and it sounds like you're really into part-time getting good at your craft. So I really impress people to really know their gear, their lighting gear, their camera gear. As you said, really great, Brian, muscle memory. You've got to know quickly how to, you know, here's a little story. I went into Fuji cameras briefly, and I liked the Fuji cameras. I didn't like them enough to stay with Fuji, but I did find that they were infinitely adjustable, and I could select all these different buttons and customize buttons and things. But the problem was I couldn't remember all the different buttons, so it actually worked against me. So I would just, again, also really understand how to set your camera up, how to set your gear up, and just know everything. Because if you're going to go into this like any business, I think you need to really, really invest time in your equipment. But I also think, Brian, I'm going to ask you now, you know, you're going to have to look at this differently. And you're going to have to, as you had mentioned, go out and seek clients. That is absolutely part of it in whatever fashion you do. What works for me is different than what works for you. But I think that it's really important. Then you're going to have to get proactive with so many things. And the other thing, too, is you're going to have to now get involved with really your promotions. You're going to get involved with your marketing. You're going to go on the road down there. So you're going to have to figure, when is it I release this? Now, you can say, I'm going to go full time and get rid of your day job, but you're going to have to do a whole lot of work getting into to make that transition. What about you?
Yeah, it's a hustle. Brian? When you're starting, the calls just, you know, they just don't flock in like you're hoping for. you know, thank God I got to a point with my business where I don't have to market myself as much as I used to. I still do, don't get me wrong. But, you know, a lot of my business now is referral based. And that's where I would say a majority of my work comes from at this point. But when I was starting out, it wasn't like that. I had to hustle. I had to make calls. I had to cold call. I had to cold email. And nobody likes doing that. I don't know anybody that likes doing that. But you got to go out and you got to do it, and you got to suck it up, and, you know, call agents, and don't be afraid to get turned down or denied. And, you know, you pick back up and just do it again
right away, right at the next one, and just keep calling, you know. And when I was starting, I used to kind of set a goal for myself that when I was starting, I would call 10 or I would contact 10 random agents or potential clients a week. And that was my goal every week. So I didn't want to put undue pressure on myself and say, I'm going to call 10 a day, because I knew that wasn't realistic and it wasn't going to happen. But calling, you know, two people a day was very realistic for me. And that's kind of what I did. And obviously there were times you miss, you know, you missed your 10 person goal, but you know, I set the goal for myself and I went out and I did it and I was able to get myself a nice client base.
Yeah. And then another thing that goes along with this is something that's more fun, I guess, but it's investing in the right gear, investing in your future, investing even in education. If it's a workshop or if it's online training, learning, you know, all part of it. Then you got to get your accounting together. I mean, there's so many things to it. I'm sure you have plenty of experience doing some accounting in your part-time work, but you're going to have to figure out your method. So so many aspects to this. And again, I just want to say that what works for me, and this is always in my business speak, because I don't do a lot of teaching about business, because it's just different for everyone. But I think that you're going to really have to think long and hard about this and then go about it the way that you think works for you and where you are and who you are.
And there's a lot of trial and error. You know, you can't say before it happens, this is how I'm going to do things. You know, things have to happen and you adjust accordingly. And that's how, you know, your business grows. Like I'm at the point now, I was telling you earlier, Rich, I'm at the point now, you know, it's beginning of May now. So, you know, spring is here. And if this fall season is any indication, I'm going to have to start outsourcing almost all of my editing because I'm just nonstop the next 3 weeks. I can't even breathe, you know, 3-4 shoots a day. And I don't want to come home and have to edit all these jobs. So it's just a progression. And then, you know, you get to the point where, all right, you know, where do I want my business to go now? Do I want to, you know, have quality of life where I can come home at, you know, 6-7 o'clock, unless I have a twilight shoot, and send all my work out that night and have it ready the next day or two. So,
yeah, you've got to start budgeting too. Your even something as mundane as exercise. You know, you're going to move into a whole new business. But the great thing is you have the ability nowadays to learn so much online. And you can really set yourself up to the direction, the extent that you want to. So I think even with resources like these podcasts, I think you can really get a head start. And you sounded great, like you're in a really good position to make this switch. And you're just kind of maybe looking for confirmation on if it's the right thing to do, which I know personally, I'm not going to give you that because you may look back in 3 years ago, what was I thinking? But I really believe you got to believe in yourself. You got to know what you're doing. You got to put a lot of time into it, but you've got to have a game plan. You've got to have a strategy of how you're going to go. So that's really important. I think first steps are websites and really understanding, are you going to be a full-time real estate photographer? Well, are you going to have a website specifically, a business card, a website specifically for real estate photography, which is always what I recommend, each genre. Your realtors don't want to really know that you're a wedding photographer because it's going to take you away from being available when you're needed. So they may not even refer you to other people, but that's just the way it is. So I think it's really important to be seeking out all this information. I commend you for bringing up this question in this forum, in this way, but I think continue on it and really keep asking questions and maybe interview people like Brian and myself that you can ask people. So what was it, what worked for you? But again, always remember what works for someone doesn't mean anything to you. So really you got to figure your own way out.
Well said, Rich. So I think that wraps it about up for time-wise.
Well, I want to say definitely check back with us, and I would love to have you on the show in our segment doing, what did we call the segment, Brian? You're a year into this,
yeah,
and talking about your success.
We came up with a name, but I know we spoke to Christine and she told us about her success story. But yeah, I mean, you know, Michael is someone who looks like or sounds like he's about to take the leap
and go full time with this. So I'd love in, you know, 6 to 8 months or even a year, just, you know, see if he did it and where he's at.
Yeah, come on back. And I just want to say, bless you, my son. Good luck. And most important, have faith in yourself. Have an understanding with your spouse, if you have one. Just make sure it's what you want to do and you're going in the right direction. And, you know, maybe give it a trial period. I've never been good at that, but give it a trial period. See how it's going. But have faith it's going to take time. It's not just going to happen, as Brian said several times.
Yep. And be willing to put the work in.
Yeah. But we love doing it. So that's half the issue,
exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Brian take us out, but I just want to say, guys, listen up for our future podcast. Let's do Ask the Guys. Please record your questions. And thank you so much for subscribing. It is so fun doing this. And the replies, the people that contact me and just say, we love the podcast. It makes so much, it makes us feel so good and makes it all worthwhile.
Exactly. And, you know, I want to reiterate what you just said. We only have a couple of Ask the Guys questions left. So please submit them. We're here. We developed that whole concept to help you guys out. So
submit. Don't make us come to you and beg for this.
Exactly.
Do it. Be proactive and start recording stuff. It's how you can add to this podcast and add to the community.
Exactly. So Rich, mm-hmm. I know you're in the midst of your 4-day workshop. So why don't you head out and get some sleep?
Easy enough said, Brian, but thank you so much. And you have a great time. Have a wonderful, great period coming up. 3 months or so of busy, busy work. But remember, take time out for your family, but I know you will.
Yep. All right. Till next time.
Okay. See you guys later.
This has been Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. Subscribe to the show and don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow Rich and Brian on social media and at their website, shootingspacespodcast.com.